Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Tuesday, April 14th, 2026. Paul here with Jane, and we've got some wild stories today, starting with a musician named Eddie Dalton, who's currently charting on iTunes.
That's right, Paul. Eddie Dalton has 11 songs in the top 100, a full back catalogue, and a fan page, but here's the kicker. He doesn't actually exist. He's entirely AI-generated, and it was an April Fool's prank that just kept going.
It's incredible, isn't it? An AI ghost in a suit and tie, outselling real human artists, and the charts just keep working. It really makes you think about the future of creative industries and how we define authenticity.
Absolutely. And it ties into our first major story today, the Stanford 2026 AI Index. It revealed a massive and widening gap between AI experts' understanding and public perception of AI. This Eddie Dalton scenario perfectly illustrates that disconnect.
It really does. Experts understand the capabilities, but the public might not grasp the full implications until something like an AI-generated pop star hits the charts. It's a critical challenge for education and policy, wouldn't you say, Jane?
Completely. And speaking of serious implications, the Federal Reserve just summoned big bank CEOs to discuss cyber risks from Anthropic's new Mythos model. That's a pretty strong signal of concern from the top.
It certainly is. When the Fed gets involved, you know it's not just a theoretical discussion. The potential for vulnerabilities in advanced models like Mythos could have systemic financial consequences, which is a huge deal for the economy.
Exactly. It highlights how quickly these powerful AI models are integrating into critical infrastructure, and regulatory bodies are clearly trying to get ahead of potential issues. It's a proactive, if somewhat alarming, move.
Switching gears a bit, we also saw some interesting moves in the enterprise AI space. Anthropic launched Claude for Word, which sounds like a direct shot at Microsoft's empire, especially given their Copilot Code Red declaration recently.
Oh, absolutely, Paul. Microsoft's Copilot has been a major play, but Claude integrating directly into Word is a bold move, particularly targeting legal and finance sectors. It shows the fierce competition to own the productivity layer of AI.
It's fascinating to watch these giants go head to head. And on a slightly different note regarding AI capabilities, Berkeley researchers built a tiny file that aces every major AI agent benchmark without actually solving anything. That's quite a trick.
That's a wild one, isn't it? It really questions the reliability of current benchmarks and how we're measuring AI intelligence or performance. It implies we might be optimizing for the wrong metrics entirely.
Right. It shows there's still a lot to understand about how these models truly operate and how to properly evaluate them. A lot to unpack today.
Definitely, Paul. It's a reminder that the AI landscape is constantly evolving, and sometimes in unexpected and challenging ways.
Indeed. That's all for today's Merge Sort AI Digest. Thank you, Jane, for your insights. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Until then, stay curious.